In May, the Momentum Facility Study Committee, which is comprised of about 40 community members, including parents, recommended a facility bond package worth $177 million to the Midway School Board. Scott Bland is a member of the facility committee, father, and owner of a local construction company. He says the initial survey of residents in March 2017 had questions about student achievement, community engagement, facilities, and funding priorities. The responses found one common problem among the community.
Yeah, the survey also showed that one of the primary concerns of the survey respondents was overcrowding.
There are about 8,300 children in Midway ISD that currently serves 10 schools, including one high school, one middle school, two intermediate schools, and six elementary schools. The bond proposal includes building a new elementary school, eliminating the two intermediate schools, Woodgate and River Valley, and repurposing them as an elementary and middle school, respectively. Bland says making these changes would mean more room for kids as Midway ISD grows at a reasonable cost.
Student population is too high for the facilities as they currently are. And then over the next 5 years, that's going to get worse and worse and worse every year.
The district also is expecting their student population to reach 10,000 in the next 10 years. James Carney is the former director of Waco McLennan County Library. He is also on the facility committee and is also a father of a child with special needs. He says after the facility committee was formed, they spent the majority of their time becoming familiar with the needs of each school, as well as funding capacities, state school finance laws, and analyzing demographic studies. Carney says the overcrowding issue ranges from pre-K to 12, like at South Bosque Elementary.
There are a school that is actually already over capacity, has four portable buildings that they use. And, you know, when teachers need to tutor a student or something like that, any wide spot in a hallway becomes a tutoring center.
Bland also says the lack of space and the use of portable buildings is a safety concern for some parents.
Those kids and teachers are completely exposed. There are no secure, lockable doors. The district can't afford to pay security to be there all the time. From a security standpoint, that is really unacceptable.
At Midway Middle School, kids are there for summer school, camps, and other activities. I'm taking a tour of the areas the proposed bond would improve, like more energy-efficient lighting for the Performing Arts Center, which is shared district-wide. The proposed bond also includes the addition of instruments, equipment, technology, and storage to be dispersed equitably throughout the schools, a high school theater parking lot and band practice field, and athletic lockers for meeting and training. Carly Webb, a facility committee member, mom, and substitute teacher for Midway ISD, says the athletic lockers are an important addition because currently 9th through 12th graders are sharing the same spaces.
It's a really big sticking point, and I think as a committee, we really struggled with it because we know how our community feels about the athletic portion of this, but we just could not see security-wise, safety-wise, continuing to put these younger and older students together.
Midway High School was built for about 2,000 students. Now the capacity is 2,600 due to expansions in the 2008 and 13 bonds, but is currently serving over that capacity. The proposal would expand about 500 students to 3,100 and meets the need of special programs like CTE and vocational training. Tracy Marlin is the public information officer for Midway ISD. She says some opponents of the bond are concerned about the price tag, which would increase the property tax that has remained at a steady $1.32 per $100 valuation. Marlin says that would increase up to $1.36 with the bond proposal. According to data from the McLennan County Tax Office, if Midway ISD did adopt the bond as is, the tax rate would be close to both Moody and China Spring ISDs. It would also be in the mid-range of tax rates compared to other school districts in McLennan County. Marlin also says athletics are a hot-button topic for some opponents, but says having those programs are beneficial for many kids.
It helps with attendance. It helps with grades. Our athletes, the no pass, no play kind of policy really holds some kids accountable that they might not otherwise care about.
If the school board decides to take action on hiring an independent agency to conduct the survey on Tuesday, then the survey may be sent around late June or early July. Marlin says the school board will be able to take the results from the survey in order to determine whether or not to hold a special election in November. The deadline to call for a special election is August 19th. In Waco, I'm Caitlin Mills.